You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the opening with myself, Lindsay Williams. Lots going on the JSE Securities Exchange. I'll come to that in a moment, but let's have a look at the diary, the economics diary anyway. There's not much going on really in the United States or in South Africa. We've got money supply and private sector credit extension and PPI coming out on the 29th in South Africa. In the United States, what have we got? We've got new home sales today and durable goods orders tomorrow, but really the big one is next week, Friday week in fact, when we get the US jobless numbers. We always look at, on Thursday, of course, the initial jobless claims. But yeah, home sales might be interesting because of the boom in the economy and house prices coming off lows because of the emergence of the US economy. We'll see if that is going to be confirmed or denied with these numbers. Anyway, let's get back to the real business of the JSE Securities Exchange. This morning we had Renet Investments coming out with a management statement for the first quarter ended 30th of June. The share price just down very, very slightly. Tiger Brands is an interesting one because it's withdrawn its canned vegetable products. I don't know how big that is in the business. I'll do some digging and speak to David Shapiro and Nick Kunze later on about that. But anyway, the share price down 4.3%. Liberty 2 Degrees coming out with their group results for the 6 months ended 30th of June. Share price unchanged on my screen. Anglo American Platinum coming out with dividend declaration and also interim results. Yeah, that's it. I don't know if the other Anglo-American stable is coming out with their results as well, but certainly not at the moment. Maybe it's just Anglo-American Platinum today. Aspen Pharmacare. Aspen confirms the release of COVID-19 vaccines to Johnson & Johnson for supply to South Africa. The share price down about 0.6%. But the big news overnight is the tech stocks getting absolutely hammered in the Chinese markets, Hong Kong and Shanghai, because of this regulatory fear again that the Chinese authorities are going to clamp down on companies like Tencent. And if they clamp down on Tencent, the share price suffers. And if the share price suffers, then the JSE suffers because of the relationship between Tencent and Prosus and Naspers. So let's have a look and see exactly to what extent the really, really big move on the Hang Seng has had on these share prices this morning. I can tell you something, that Naspers and Prosus both down over 5%. But before we get to the details, because they're being updated all the time, let's have a look at the spot prices. Dollar Rand under huge pressure. It's risk off this morning for South African assets because the dollar Rand is 14.90 now. It looks as though it might change its big figure in the next 36, 48 hours or so. A British pound against the Rand is 20.51. Euro Rand is 17.58. Euro dollar is one, let's call it 1.18 on the nose, which is slightly weaker for the US dollar, slightly stronger for the euro to the tune of 0.2%. The pound 136.75 against the US dollar. That's the cable. Going to commodities now. The gold price 18.11, which is up $10 an ounce. Platinum is 10.62, which is up three. Nothing much going on there, and nothing much going on the palladium market either, up three as well, which is just 0.1% to the good. Let's continue with commodities and have a look at oil, which is under a little bit of pressure today. 1.25% down for West Texas, $71.18 per barrel. The Brent crude oil price is $73.31, which is down 1.1%. The CRB commodity index just crept higher. It's, as you know, it's only constituted once every 24 hours, but it's at a multi-year high this morning. The exact figure, the index figure, is just over 230. And don't forget, 18 months ago, it was 112. So that thing's really just been flying, but just running out of a bit of steam, I sense. The US 10-year Treasury yield is 1.235%, was 1.30% on Friday. So the bond market in the ascendancy, the yields going down, the bond market going up. What else we got? The South African 10-year bond yield, not responding to the weaker rand at all, 8.935%. And I think that's a fallout from the Reserve Bank decision. They're sort of slightly more dovish stance when they came out with their interest rate decision in South Africa on Thursday. Okay, let's go to what's happening on the JSE Securities Exchange and have a look at the top five up and down according to my 15-minute delayed screen. On the upside, Anglo American Platinum. Look at this thing after their results, 5.3% higher. And on its coattails comes Impala Platinum, up nearly 3%. Royal Bafokeng Platinum, up 2.9%. Northern Platinum, up 2.6%. Anyone spotting a trend here? And then finally, number five, Goldfields, up 2.3% on the downside. Yeah, the other side of the economy. Tech stocks getting whacked. Prosus down 5.5%. Naspers down 5.25%. Tiger Brands, because of that problem with one of their product lines, 4% weaker. Hammerson down 1.9%. And Telkom down 1.4%. What about the major indices, i.e. the top 40 and the all-share index? Well, the top 40 is only down 0.2%, actually not even 0.15%, and the all-share itself down 1.7%, 0.17%, excuse me, and the figure there is 67,947. Promises to be an interesting Monday. Please join me later on for Shapiro World and also for the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunze. See you then. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organisation, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.